Well, the Breakfast Club in its basic form is set up so that kids who don't necessarily get breakfast at home or don't get a good breakfast at home have the opportunity to have breakfast here. And it gives the kids a good start to the day, you know, the whole brain food thing. So even though we're only on 2 days a week, you can actually see the difference in those days, in particular with a couple of kids, that they're a lot more focused during the day. So that's good for their schoolwork and for the social aspect of the school.
Tell me a little bit about the breakfast themselves. What kind of things do you serve?
Okay, well, we're very lucky that Kellogg's actually sponsors us with their Breakfast Buddies program, and we get free cornflakes, rice bubbles and sultana bran. And then the Woolworths at Walkerston actually provides us with the milk, bread, fruit and occasional condiments for like toast and stuff when we need it. So, yeah, it's pretty much all community funded and donated, so that's awesome. It's good.
How common are these kind of breakfast clubs in Queensland schools?
Most schools that have a chaplain have a breakfast club, as far as I know. I know that a lot of chaplains in the Mackay area do run their own breakfast clubs. I'm not sure about other regions though, but yeah, it's very popular.
What proportion of kids do you find attend the breakfast club?
Our average attendance may be about 25 to 30 kids. There'll be some weeks where we might only get 10 kids. There was last Wednesday when we had about 40, but it was that busy that we ran out of bowls for the cereal. So, yeah, it kind of fluctuates, but the average is around 30.
Is there any stigma for the kids in attending?
I don't think there's any sort of embarrassment with kids coming to Breakfast Club. I mean, most of them love it. There's quite a few that have a decent enough breakfast at home, and then they just come because, A, it's free food, and what kid's going to turn down free food? And also the social aspect of it. I mean, I've seen kids in there that, you know, at the start of the year they were mucking around, and, you know, some of them would get into fights or they wouldn't be good friends, but over time that they've spent together in Brekkie Club, they've gotten together and become friends, stronger friends. So I love seeing that element of it, not just the full bellies.
In addition to the feeding side of Breakfast Club, what else goes on?
Oh, the social aspect of it is awesome. I mean, there are some mornings when it goes a bit crazy and gets very loud, and you have to sort of get them to lower the volume a little bit. But the actual atmosphere of it is great. Like, most kids are having fun, they're chatting, whether that's to me or some other parents that are helping out at the time or the student helpers from year seven. It's just a really good social atmosphere.
Why do you think in society this need for breakfast clubs has developed, if this is not unusual for schools to have a breakfast club?
I know that a lot of parents these days can get very busy. Like, they've got to consider not necessarily only one child. Some have families of five. I know one family that has 9 kids in another school. And they've got a lot of things on their plate in the morning. And I know that sometimes the breakfast might not necessarily be as hearty as it needs to be. It might just be a quick thing, you know, get something in their bellies. So I really like how the Breakfast Club gives the kids that opportunity to fill up just that little bit more so that they don't, you know, get hungry. Because, say, if they have breakfast at 7 o'clock, they're not having morning tea until 11. So that's 4 hours. So it's good to have that extra little bit to just keep them going, keep them fueled.
My name's Peyton Bajaya and I'm year 7.
What's the role of the student helpers in the Breakfast Club?
There's some jobs where you do the toast and you put out the cereal and the milk, but I mostly do the cereal.
And why did you want to volunteer for Breakfast Club?
Because it's really fun, because last year there were lots of people and little kids hugging and everything, and I just thought that it would be nice if everyone could do that to every grade 7er.
So you're doing it for the hugs?
Yeah.
And do people talk to you, like other people who come along for breakfast, do they talk to you?
Yeah, lots of people do.
What kind of things do they tell you?
What's for breakfast and, like, usually just how to chat.
Well, you're going to be in high school next year. So if you were talking to maybe grade 5s or grade 6s who wanted to be a helper next year, what would you say to them about the kind of things you do?
I would tell them it's really fun and you get to do lots of things and you get to socialise with lots of your friends a little bit more, and it's awesome and fun.
What's the demographic of Orkeston State School like, in that why is it that this school in particular needs a breakfast club?
Okay, well, I don't know the specifics of all of the families here, but a lot of families and their home lives that I do know about, sometimes the father works at the mine, so they're going away a lot, and there's other ones like single parent families and stuff like that, or larger families. And it's a very mixed bag here at Walkerston. And I've just found that sometimes the kids that come from those family situations that are a little bit topsy-turvy at times really find that breakfast club is solid for them. It creates a bit more of a family atmosphere within the school. So yeah, for those kids that have a bit of a topsy-turvy home life, it just helps them to feel safe and comfortable at school. So it's another thing to help the kids.
Do you find that kids seem to return sort of year after year?
Most definitely. A lot of the kids that are helping out in year seven, I've seen them actually come to Breakfast Club in previous years. And there's quite a few kids in the younger grades, say grade three or four, that really want to help out. Like, I rock up at school and they go, Chappy Amy, can I help you with something? And they're not allowed in the kitchen because we've got knives and hot things and whatnot. So yeah, I usually get them to help out with the tables and chairs, and they love it. They love being part of that team and really valued. And that's the sort of thing that I try to create with the Breakfast Club and within the chaplaincy program, to make kids feel valued in what they do, no matter what it is, even if it's the smallest thing.